This is the official podcast of the Oakland Raiders. Here's your host, JT the Brick.
Thanks again to Greg Papa. We're all fortunate he's calling the games for the Silver and Black. And now joining us, one of the best broadcasters out there, the voice of the 49ers, Ted Robinson, joins us. And Ted, we really appreciate you coming on the podcast. And you're living in the Bay Area. You got to be thrilled about this. This is a rivalry. These teams don't play often. But there's a lot on the line, especially for the 49ers on Sunday.
Yeah, well, JT, first, it's nice to talk to you again. I look forward to seeing you Sunday. And, you know, the obvious change in this game was for months, everybody looked at this game and said, trap game for the 49ers. Well, there's no trap about it. It's, you know, no different than any other game. It's an absolute, you know, in essence, the 49ers' single elimination season starts on Sunday.
And Ted, not only with that, I don't want to get too much into it here. We only have a certain amount of time, but with the Wolves being at the door, the Bay Area media and the national media just wanting answers about the future of Jim Harbaugh coming into this game, his connections with Al Davis. He started off as a coach on the other side of the Bay with the Raiders, and it doesn't sound like this is going to calm down over the next couple of weeks.
No, JT, I don't think so. It went away in October largely because the Giants went on to win the World Series. And then through most of November, the 49ers were winning games. And the Thanksgiving night thing just unleashed it. And now I do think it will hover over these last 4 weeks. And obviously the reaction to the Thanksgiving game on Twitter is the one that will probably not allow it to go away.
Ted Robinson joins us. And Ted, Colin Kaepernick is the prototype running quarterback. But we haven't seen him running, using his legs much this season. Why is Kaepernick not running more?
I wish I had an answer for that. And my belief, and it took me maybe part of Thanksgiving weekend to really have this hit me after the Seattle game, was that it really struck me that Colin looked almost robotic. He looked very mechanical in his movements. He's not playing with a lot of confidence. That's clear. He's not been confident in his offensive line with reason, but he's moving mechanically. And Russell Wilson moves so fluidly. So that's, I think, the big immediate challenge for the 49ers in the short term, the last 4 weeks. Can you get Kaepernick back to where he plays with some looseness about him and big plays? Without the big plays, Colin Kaepernick does not stand out as a quarterback.
And Ted, everybody's wondering, we saw what happened to RG3 when he was running a bunch and got severely injured, and he hasn't been the same player. I'm almost sensing that the Niners are holding him back when it comes to play calls. When he's able to sprint outside the pocket, or it's a design play off the read option, the way he was able to do it against Green Bay a couple of years ago, no one could catch him, let alone tackle him. Do you expect to see that over the next coming weeks?
Well, I think in places, JT, and I've learned one thing around the NFL, and I've had it told to me by coaches many times, is in the pros, people can stop you from doing something. They can take anything away from you they want. The problem is you can't take everything away. So as an offense, all right, if they stop me from this, then they're going to let me do that. For example, after that Green Bay playoff game that you referenced, where Kaepernick just tortured the Packers, the next week in the NFC Championship game, Mike Nolan completely sold out, the Falcons coordinator, to stop Kaepernick's run. And he admitted it after the game. He totally sold out to do it. He left Vernon Davis open, and Vernon Davis killed the Falcons in that game. So what the 49ers have seen, a lot of teams do that. There are spies on Kaepernick. Seattle didn't spy Kaepernick, by the way, during the championship game last year, and he ran for 130. K.J. Wright was the spy most of last week on him. So, you know, I think what we saw in the Green Bay thing is likely never going to happen again. But the ability, as I said, to extend and make big plays. And it only Wilson did it three times the other night. Seattle's offense was not very good except for those three or four big plays that Wilson made. That's what hasn't been with Kaepernick.